Welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim. Illness, natural and man-made disasters, auto accidents, and sudden death brought an abrupt end to many an endeavor during the formative years of the American auto industry. In each instance, we are left with questions of what might have been. Before we embark on another journey through time, let's give a listen to the music of the Road Crew. Check out some of their great road trip-inspiring tunes, such as Under the Neon, at roadcrew66.com.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Washington Augustus Roebling II was born in 1881 to a family associated with some of the most astounding engineering accomplishments of the era. His paternal uncle, Colonel Washington A. Roebling, was the chief engineer in the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City. The family fortune had been launched in 1849 with the establishment of a steel wire manufacturing company. 90 years later, wire from this company was woven into cables for the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. An associated family engineering company was a pioneer in the development of suspension bridge construction. As with many young men at the dawning of the 20th century, Washington Augustus Roebling II was enamored with the automobile and automobile racing. In 1906, his father, with the Couser brothers as partners, paid for the William Walter Automobile Company to be moved to the vacant Couser Brewery building in Hamilton Township, New Jersey. Washington was given the position of secretary for the Walter Automobile Company. He also initiated limited collaboration with a French automobile designer, Planchet, to construct a race car that was named for Roebling, and that was to be sold by the Walters Automobile Company. In June of 1909, the Walter Automobile Company filed for bankruptcy. The Roeblings and Couser's acquired what assets were left of the company and invested them in the Mercer Automobile Company. Washington, working with Finley Robertson Porter, immediately began designing a sports car, the now legendary Mercer Type 35R Raceabout. Introduced late in 1910, the car was light, low, and fast. It was capable of sustained speeds of 70 miles per hour and immediately was recognized as one of the finest sports cars in America, as it was driven to first place finishes in the United States as well as Europe. Washington competed successfully in many races, which provided an intimate understanding of the car and how it could be improved. In 1911, Washington and his friend Stephen Blackwell, son of a former U.S. Senator Jonathan Blackwell, began making plans to promote the Mercer with a European tour. The young men toured Italy and France, with the final stop being Southampton, England, in April of 1912. Passage for their return trip was aboard a newly constructed ship, the Titanic. Roebling and Blackwell were counted among the victims. Horace and John Dodge launched their empire with the design and construction of bicycles. Then they established a machine shop. The big break came with a contract from Ransom E. Olds to manufacture engines for his fledgling Olds Motor Works. This was followed with a contract to provide the running gear for cars manufactured by Henry Ford. And this relationship led to John Dodge becoming the vice president of Ford Motor Company, and the Dodge brothers becoming the largest manufacturer of automotive components in the United States. They launched Dodge Brothers in 1914, and the company was on the fast track to becoming one of the largest automobile manufacturers in the country. Then came the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918. Counted among the more than 50 million victims was John and Horace Dodge. The Stanley brothers, Oscar and Freeland, successfully manufactured violins, and they patented the process that became the cornerstone for the success of Eastman Kodak. However, they are most famous for their steam-powered automobiles. On July 31, 1918, their partnership was brought to an abrupt end when Francis was killed in an automobile accident. Tragedy and loss are an integral part of the American auto industry history. These stories are often overlooked by the tales of success, of innovation, and of empires built. Folks, it's about time to wrap it up for this week. Join us next week for another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim, an adventure through time. Before I go, I want to give a shout out to the Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico. A near perfect blending of the past and present. A living time capsule where the traveler is assured a restful night's sleep after an adventuresome day on Route 66. Thank you for joining us this morning. Until we meet again, mi amigos, adios. See you next week.
Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.